You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
My name is Friar Robert Melnick, and during this year of St. Joseph, dedicated to St. Joseph, I've really been reflecting and looking at some sources and trying to deepen my understanding and my connection and my relationship with St. Joseph, who's, as we know, is kind of always in the background, maybe a little bit to the side. And yet he's such a primary figure in the story. He's such a primary character in that whole development of the Nativity story and beyond. And one of the things that I've reflected on is the little bits that we have in the story and how I've usually interpreted those things. And one of them would be the where Joseph discovers that Mary is expecting a child. He knows it's not his child, and so he becomes quite perturbed, and he's a just man, an upright, righteous man, so he decides to divorce her quietly. And I think I've always looked at that as he was somehow disappointed in Mary initially until he had the dream, and then he said, don't be afraid, have no fear, take Mary as your wife into your home. And then it kind of the story just goes on. But really some of the saints and some of the resources that I've read talk about not Joseph's disappointment in Mary, but his feeling unworthy, that he actually was quite aware of Mary's holiness and sanctity and completely believed when she said that this child is of the Holy Spirit. But as a righteous man, he just wanted to get out of the way. He didn't feel like he was worthy or up to the task in his own life. And so that really put a whole different spin on it for me, a whole different understanding and thinking, certainly Joseph is fully human, and so he, he's entitled to whatever feelings and emotions that come. But it really changed my view of how he accepted this news and then how he immediately responded when it was, have no fear, son of David. And it was really giving him the highest compliment. The angel was saying, no, you are the one. You are the one exactly that has been chosen by God, son of David. You are the one who's going to give this child his line, his legal status, his connection to the house of David. And so, no, you are critical, you are important, you are wanted, you are chosen. And so that was really, I think it really gave me a big booster of confidence in Joseph's role in the story, is not just kind of a necessary, we need a husband figure, we need a dad in the story, like kind of, we'll get him from casting and here, he's a good guy, he's a righteous man. No, he was chosen for this because that's exactly who God wanted.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.